This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The Pew Research Center recently released a report on midterm voting. It found more voters are engaged earlier this election year. Here's what it said in one paragraph. Compared with recent midterms, more voters say their view of the president, positive or negative, will influence their vote for Congress. A 60% majority of those polled say they consider their midterm vote as essentially a vote either for or against Donald Trump. These are among some of the highest shares saying that their view of the president would be a factor in their voting in any midterm in more than three decades. Joining me to talk about that phenomenon are Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican majority leader in the state Senate, and Vicky Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Ken, that Pew Research talked about congressional races, but as I've been following the Republican candidates for governor, attorney general, secretary of state, the Senate, the House, it seems like a key talking point among Republicans in the primary is how closely they align with President Trump. What do you make of that?
I think Republican voters, that is core Republican voters, are going to double down and they're going to vote Republican no matter what in November. And in a primary, a Republican primary, those core voters, the Trump supporters among them, are still a critical factor. And that's why you see Republican candidates across the board. And you mentioned the Republican candidates for governor here in Michigan continue to snuggle up to Trump. They know the impact of that in a primary election.
Vicky, we keep hearing the phrase blue wave when it comes to Democrats in this election year. Is the Trump presidency really going to get Democrats out to the polls in midterm election?
Democrats are going to show up. It's really what the fight at the end of the day for the election in November is over the independents and people not aligned to political parties. And it's going to be very difficult for Republicans who are closely aligned to President Trump, and especially this week after the immigration policy and what we're hearing coming out of Western Michigan with the babies that have been transported there in the middle of the night, how moderates in political views are going to support these kinds of policies. I think that's where the blue wave is coming, and that's where we hope to win a lot of elections on the Democratic side in 2018.
You know, I recently spent an afternoon with a guy, a Vietnam veteran, and he says he's never seen a politician like Trump in that he's doing exactly what he said he'd do on the campaign trail. And in doing that, he's shaking things up. And that gentleman is a stronger supporter for Trump now than when he voted for him. I understand appealing to the Trump base is important for Republicans in a primary race, but how is that going to play in the general election this year, Ken?
I think it's just kind of hard to say. I think it's kind of a sad commentary on the state of current politics in terms of what I'm going to say here. But what's happened is these elections frequently come down to so demonizing the other side and preventing them from winning rather than focusing in on winning yourself. In other words, you try to create a situation where if you're the Republican Party or candidates, you create a situation where people can't possibly contemplate Democrats winning and vice versa. Now, I think the core voters are going to vote their party. Core Republican voters are going to vote for Republican candidates, and core Democratic voters are going to vote for Democratic candidates. And the issue is going to come down to kind of suburban independents. You know, what are they going to do? It's also going to come down to turnout. You know, are Democrats going to be energized, and are Republicans or some Republicans not going to be energized and going to be depressed? Is that vote going to be depressed? It's just hard to say, but I don't think this week was a good week for Republicans across the board.
Vicky, among your fellow Democrats, there was a fair amount of loyal following of Obama. What kind of differences do you see between that and this loyal following of Trump?
Well, as Ken pointed out, and I said earlier, staunch Democrats are going to remain loyal to the Democratic Party and vote for Democratic candidates. And the same is true of Republicans. Staunch Republicans are going to hold true and vote for their Republican candidates. The real question comes about what is going on with the average middle-of-the-road person, someone who's more engaged in their work life and their family life, and they don't pay as much attention to politics as the rest of us do. How are they going to come to the polls in November and vote? And that is the key. And right now we're seeing average, everyday Americans getting very upset with what happened along our border this week in the past few months, with several other things that hit them in the pocketbook, like the rise in healthcare costs. That's going to be the driving factor. If those issues are so compelling that average middle, we're talking about 30% of the voters in the state of Michigan, are they going to come out and vote for Democrats or Republicans? And right now, we're seeing a trend that they're very angry with the direction of the state and the country. But who knows what can happen in the next 6 months? I mean, everything is up in the air all the time, and every day is a new news day cycle. So we do see Republican candidates across the country running for governor starting to modulate their stance on immigration and to stay true to Trump to win their primary election, but starting to soften their tone on some of these other issues.
Vicki Barnett is a former Democratic legislator, Ken Sikkema, a former Republican legislator. He joined us via Skype. Thanks to both of you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Lester.